The Record's David Hyde was out and about earlier on Capitol Hill. He spoke with Publicola news editor and reporter Erica C. Barnett about an issue the Seattle City Council faces. Should the city regulate newer car services, and if so, how?
There's a couple companies called Uber and Lyft, and there's another company called Sidecar that the city council is trying to kind of crack down on and make it a little harder for them to operate in an effort to make the taxi industry happy.
What's the status? Where are we with that?
We're about 2 weeks away from a vote on regulations that will restrict the number of car-sharing cars or ride-sharing cars to 100 per company, a total of 300, which is supposed to be about 100 per company, and that will restrict the number of hours drivers can drive them to 16 per week.
And the big issue, ultimately, the big picture here is how the carless or how the drunk, essentially, or just people out and about get from point A to point B, right? How do you get from Capitol Hill home from your Super Bowl party, et cetera?
Well, that's a great point. And right now, what you do is you call a taxi or you can join one of these car sharing services. The concern is that if you join a car sharing service and it's restricted to, say, approximately 100 vehicles, you're not going to have any more reliability than you do now with a taxi, where you might be waiting, you know, on New Year's Eve, for example, or Super Bowl Sunday for a very long time.
The one that I signed up for, UberX, you can see the car sort of tick, 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 getting closer and closer to you. It's really sort of high tech. And then it gets there quickly. I mean, that's the enthusiasm for them, right? It's that people are having a hard time getting taxis.
Yeah, I mean, you can use them on your smartphone. And taxis you can't use on your smartphone. You can't hail a taxi. Although there is a system called Flywheel that is designed to try to alleviate that problem with taxis. But in general, taxis are a lot slower. And that's the problem that these companies are designed to alleviate.
So what's going to happen?
Well, I'm not going to predict anything, but I believe that it's very likely that there will be some kind of new restrictions. Right now, they're completely unregulated, and they've been operating essentially illegally in Seattle for about a year. I think there will be more regulations on them come February 14th or so.
So they're going to limit the number of vehicles to 100 per company. What else are they going to do?
So it's 300 total, so it's approximately 100 per the three companies that exist. They're also going to limit them to 16 hours per week. So if you want to drive for one of these companies and you don't want to get a for-hire vehicle license, which is a more onerous licensing process, you will be limited to 16 hours.
Where's the council leaning?
I think they're leaning toward more restrictions.
And what is that going to mean for your average citizen?
Well, your average citizen who uses these services will certainly see the quality of the service diminish.
But you're a taxi driver. Let's say you were a taxi driver. The system seems really unfair. There's these people driving around. They're totally unregulated. From the perspective of a cab driver, it's just not fair, right?
Well, from my perspective, it seems that the taxi system is overregulated and that the number of taxi licenses should be increased and that it should become easier to get a taxi license and not punish these new upstart companies like Uber and Lyft by overly restricting them.
So I'm a taxi driver, let's say, and what you're telling me is there should be even more people working for my company that I have to compete with, even more people from all these other companies that I have to compete with. And I could see that cab driver saying, Erica Barnett, you're like the Ayn Rand of my life at this point. You're just trying to screw me over.
Well, the way that the system works now is that taxis are limited to a certain number of licenses, and they become incredibly valuable, incredibly expensive, and it's really prohibitive to get into the taxi industry. So this kind of technology actually allows people to break into the industry even if they don't have, say, $100,000 to buy a taxi license.
All right, Erica Barnett, thanks so much.
Thank you.
David Hyde spoke with Publicola news editor Erica C. Barnett. City Council is about 2 weeks away from a vote on proposed new regulations for new car services like Sidecar, Lyft, and UberX.